rests on fear.
So. Okay, so today's daf is daf Yud Zayin. Daf Yud Zayin. We're holding in the middle of a sugya, so just do a quick recap starting on Tes Zayin Amud Beis. The Braisa begins five lines from the bottom of the Amud. Towards the end of the line, Tanya Beshami Amrin. Zokimar, Tanya Beshami Amrin Gimel Kitois Heli Yom Adin. There are three groups when it comes to Yom Adin. Yom Adin doesn't mean the annual Yom Adin that we think of, but Rashi says we're talking about Kishiyichyu HaMesim, at the time of Tchias Mesim. This is Beshami speaking. We're going to have Machloikis with Beisel shortly. So what happens? We have three kitos: achashol tzadikim gemurim v'achashol rishonim gemurim v'achashol beinanim. Tzadikim gemurim nichtov v'nichtov mi'alta l'chai oylam. They go straight to oylam haba. Don't take any stops. Don't take any breaks. Shnell straight. Rishonim gemurim nichtov v'nichtov mi'alta l'gehenim. Unfortunately, they go straight to gehenim. Shenema. For rabim yishenei anmas offer. Many of those that are sleeping down below in the ground. Yerkitzu, they will wake up. Eile chai olam, these are going to go chai olam, meaning to olam haba. The eile, and unfortunately the others, the charofois from Loshon Cherpa, they're going to be shamed and embarrassed. The droin olam, and they're going to go forever to Gehenna. They go to Gehenna, but only for a temporary stay. They're not permanent residents, only temporary residents. Because of mitzavtzefim v'oilin, Rashi says mitzavtzefim means tzayakim. They cry out, and they cry mitach yisurim shoachas v'oilin. They cry at HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I can't take it. It's just so hot, and they refuse to put on the air conditioning. So eventually, HaKadosh Baruch Hu listens to their tefillahs, the oilin, and they come out, shenema ve'beisi es ha-shlishis, shlishis meaning the third category, the third group, ba'esh, in the fire of Gehenna, utzuraftim kitzroifas ha-kesef, and we purify them like we would purify silver, uvachantim kibchoin es ha-zov, and we refine them like we would refine gold in a refinery, hu yikrobishmi, this person in Gehenna is going to call out in my name, vani ena oisoy, and I'm going to respond to him and take him out of Gehenna, Malei of Amr Chana, and that's what Chana says, Hashem Meimis Umachaya, when it comes to Chias HaMesim, Moirit Sha'ol, the person goes down to Gehenna, Be'ol, and he comes back up as a result of his Bechiois, that he cries out to Hashem. Hashem will eventually accept his tefillahs and take him out of Gehenna. So those are the three categories according to Beishamai. Beisil Amrim, V'Rav Chesed, Rav Chesed is part of the Shloish Esrim Midois, Hashem Hashem Kirach Mechanan Erech Apayim V'Rav Chesed V'Emes V'Rav Chesed Matei Klapi Chesed. We're going to have a machloikis down below on the here in the Amud Aleph what exactly is Matei Klapi Chesed, but Pshat, what it means is that a person who is a Beinani, we're talking about the third category of Beinanim, where the number of mitzvahs and number of avedas are exactly the same. So when you put them on the kaf mosnayim, on the scales, they're exactly 50-50. So Kodesh Baruch Hu's mate klapi chesed, he goes and, so to speak, puts down his finger on the mitzvah side so that it gets a little bit heavier and outweighs the averis, and that's the Rav Chesed. Kodesh Baruch Hu matay, he pushes it down. Klapi Chesed. Valiyim on Medavin, and about that, David HaMelech said, "Ahavti ki yishma Hashem eskoyli." Oh, I love Hashem because He listens to my voice, to my crying. Valiyim on Medavin, kol haparsha kula, that entire parsha of Ehave, Ahavti, and towards the end it says, "Daloisi v'li yohishia." Rashi says Daloisi means that although I am poor in mitzvahs from Lashem of Dal, but Vli Yeshia Kodesh Baruch Hu listens to me and he brings a Yeshua for me and takes me out of Gehenna. So the Machloek between Beisham and Beisil focused on that third cut of the Beinim. But now the Brisa continues, Poishi Yisrael Begufon, Upoishi Umasa Oilam Begufon, Yordan Mekhenim, Venidunim Bo Yud Beis Chodesh. These Poishi Yisrael Begufon, the Gemara doesn't explain what that means yet. We're going to have it later down on the Amud. Similarly, what the Poishi Umas Oilam Begufan, these are really bad guys, and because of that, they go down to Gehenna. Then they're talking about Yud Beis Chodesh, and they're there for 12 months. But after the Yud Beis Chodesh, it's not so simple, because Leach Yud Beis Chodesh Gufan Kola, their entire body now has totally decimated. There's nothing left. Venishmosan nisrefes, and even the shaman nebuch has been burned to a crisp, to ash. V'ruach mefazrasan, and now the draft, the wind comes and scatters all of that ash all over. Tachas kapois ragle tzadikim. The Bach adds another few words, if you'd like to look at the Bach, but basically it's all the same down below. Zuchte.
Nasan Ofer.
The Nasan Ofer, Tachas. I don't know why he says Nasan Ofer, because the next line it says Nasan Efer, and the word Efer would be more appropriate, because the Shmosa is Refin. I'm sorry?
The brook is burnt up.
Exactly. Okay. Maybe it's a mistake, maybe it's not a mistake.
You can want ashes under the feet.
Who says that they wanted it? That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does. HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows the tzaddikim to go and trample over the ashes of the Rishoyim because they were so bad. Tachas kapis ragli tzaddikim shenem, it says the pasuk, the asoisim Rishoyim. Asoisim Rishoyim means that you're going to tread on, you're going to trample on the Rishoyim. Ki yu efer tachas kapis raglechem. So it says the finish of the pasuk that they're going to be efer, not that they're going to be offered.
Which is a Yom HaDian, so until then they're just in the
No.
I mean, Yom HaDian, the ultimate Yom HaDian, at the time of Chesed Mason.
The ultimate Yom HaDian, right, Chesed Mason.
Until then they're just, they're
in Gehenim.
Up to Yud Beis Chodesh in Gehenim.
These Poshi Yisrael, the Gufan, are there for 12 months. At the end of 12 months, it's Nisrafes, and so therefore, I don't know that the Gemara is saying that this process begins at that time. It could be that because they are Poshi Yisrael B'Gufan, it happens already when they pass away, and at the end of the 12 months, instead of getting rehabilitated, they're already at that time totally decimated, disintegrated, burned to a crisp, and already at that time, it's already Tachas Ragle, Kanfis Ragle, of the tzaddikim, and therefore, as a result, when Tchias HaMesim comes along, there's nothing left except that ash that is continually being tread upon. Could be, you know, when it comes to Tchias HaMesim, we'll have a better idea exactly what's going on.
There's a din when a person dies,
and
then there's a din when Tchias HaMesim.
So exactly.
I thought he already was cleaned.
But that's a very good question. The question is, what's the purpose of having that new din
right.
Not only that, but there are other Gemaras that say that every single yard site there's a shtikl yoyim adin. The question is, how could he accumulate more mitzvahs? And the answer is, it says in Svarim that if children are mezaka their father by learning Mishnayos, by davening for the Amid, by giving tzedakah, by giving tikkun, it all helps that they should have an aliyas neshama, that wherever they happen to be, if they chas v'shalom gehenim, they are now brought out, or maybe they go, it's a little bit more air conditioned in a new room, or if they've come out totally, then they go into Gan Eden, and in Gan Eden they go and they are elevated from one level to another. So keep on being olam mala mala. That's why it's important for the children to go and be mezaka their children down below through their mitzvahs and masvot tayim. And that accumulates, and by the Tchias HaMesim, there's already so much more. So if a person has left, for instance, a huge fund for aliyim, for yeshivas, for people of poor people, etc., and that fund continues on for many years, that endowment fund, so that endows the neshama, that's by Tchias HaMesim, he has all of these new schusim that have inured to his record. Avol says right to the Brisa, Haminim v'hamesurais v'apikorsim shekafru b'toyra v'shekafru b'tchias emesim v'shepirsh medarki tzibu v'shenitnu chitisim v'eretz chayim v'shechotu v'echtiru sarabim g'goyin yirobim ben avot v'chabeirav yordim v'gehenim v'nidoinim bo l'doyrei doyrois. They're there for eternity, shenemar. Who are all these people that we went through quickly? So Rashi explains each one of them is a separate category. The minim, says Rashi, is the third line from the top. These are people that went and distort the Holy Torah, like Tzedokim Baisusim. And I've said this in the past, that in some Svarim it says that the word min is really a Rosh Tevois of either Me'anche or Me'talmide Yeshu Notri. These are the early Christians, and these early Christians, the Talmidim, meaning the Gospels, they took the Torah and they made a New Testament. And therefore that's how they are Hoifech to the Kimchai. So that's Minim. The Mesurais are what we call Mosrim. Mosrim are government informers that they inform on other Jews that a Jew did this, that, or the other thing, and that's a terrible, terrible crime. Apikorsim, says Rashi, are people that are mevazet Talmid HaChachamim, that they go and poke fun and denigrate the great stature of a Talmid Chacham. Those are the Apikorsim. Shekofru batoira, the koifu batoira, says Rashi, they say, ain't toira min hashemayim. They say, no, not everything do I agree with, it's not all min hashemayim, it's some of the rabbis, you know, I'm also a shtika rabbi, etc. Shekofru tchias amazin, they don't believe in tchias amazin. Vishapir shemidarki tzibur. Here Rashi says that the words pishu midarki tzibur should be erased from our gemaras. And the reason, says Rashi, is because the original girsa had it, that Pirshu Midarkei Tzibur was kind of the caption, and then there was a colon identifying who are all of those that are Porish Midarkei Tzibur, and then you have the list, the Minim, the Mesurais, the Apikorsim, so that this really is out of place. If you want to look at the Rashi, Rashi is about 10, 12 lines from the top of the Omud. It's the Shekofru Batoira, Oimim Ein Torah Min Hashemayim, and then the Shepirishu Midarkei Tzibur, Loi Gersinim, take that out. Tehainu Kolhani Dilel. Those are the ones that we just spelled out in detail. V'hach masnisa b'seder oylem. This price of where it's published in seder oylem. V'hachi garsin alei hasam. There is, what does it say there? Shepir shemidarki tzibur. What are those? Kigoin haminim v'hamesurois and the apikorsin. So therefore this really should be the caption to the chapter, to the beginning of this list, as opposed to being inserted in the middle of the list, and therefore it should come out. Right, v'shenos no chitisem. The Eretz Chaim. What does that mean? The word chitisem over here comes from a lotion of in putting fear into the bones and into people. And we'll see shortly in the Gemara who is this referring to, but those that cause other to fear and to tremble in their presence, they also are bad guys. We'll see who these people are. V'shechot v'echtiu es harabim, those that are choytiu machta, who are those? Kigon Yerov Menavot v'chaverov, Yerov Menavot, that we know did not want Klai Yisrael to go up anymore three times the Beis Migdash by the Oiler Regalim, and therefore he put up his own Egels, one in the north and one in the south, and therefore he was Chote Umachti Yisrael, Kigon Yerov Menavot v'chaverov, and people like him. Yordim Lekenev, they go to Gehenim, and Yidoynim Bala Dori Doris, and they're there for many generations, in other words, basically for eternity. Shneimar v'yotzu v'ro'u b'figri ho'anoshim ha'poishim bi, v'oshtei dvaitin in the pasuk. They go out and they'll see the pigrei, those are the carcasses of these anoshim ha'poishim bi that sin against me. V'oshtei dvaitin in the pasuk ki talatim leisomus v'ishim leisichbe. The fire that is consuming them will not be extinguished. V'oyiv v'ro'im l'chol basar, and they will remain in Gehenim forever and ever. But the Gemara goes further into detail, and the Gemara says, Gehenim kolah v'heim einan kolah. Even if at some time in the future Gehenim will close up for business, freezes over, yeah, Gehenim ends, and there'll be a big padlock on the door, no more entrance to Gehenim. However, einan kolah, they still continue to burn forever and ever. Shneim v'tzurim levalois sh'oil, and then the pasuk continues, mizvoloi, but we don't say mizvoloi until the next line. Vitzuram, Rashi says, Vitzuram is like saying tsurasam. The tsurasam means their physical stature, levale sh'oil, will outlast sh'oil, sh'oil being Gehenim. So instead of Gehenim outlasting them and chas v'sholem burning them until ash, they will continue to burn even after sh'oil is closed for business. What's the reason why that all of these Nebuch are punished forever and ever in Gehenim? The reason is that they should pass the Yedeim Bizvul, because through their Aveirois they caused the Beis HaMikdash to be destroyed. Shenemar Mizvuloi. That's the end of the pasuk. Tzurim Levalei Sh'oil Mizvuloi. Vein Zvul El Beis HaMikdash. Shenemar Bonoi Benisi Bayis or Beis Zvul L'cha. This is talking, I think, Shlomo HaMelech. And he's saying, Loch, Bani Venisi, I built for Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Beis Zvul. Beis Zvul, the pasuk continues on, Mochoin Leshift Cha'olamim, meaning he's referring to the Beis Migdash. So not that they destroyed the Beis Migdash themselves, because after all, these are Jews. The Jews didn't destroy the Beis Migdash, the Goyim did. However, Rashi says, because of their Aveirois, the Beis Migdash was destroyed. Baleim Omer Chana, about them, Kodesh Baruch Hu says that Chana in the pasuk, Hashem Yechatu Merivov, Hashem is going to go and shatter to smithereens Merivov those that fight against him. Who those that fight against him? All of these bad guys, they're all going to be tishmetered. They'll all be destroyed and decimated, etc. Omer Yitzchak Bar Oven Ufneim Doimin Leshule Kedera. And their faces will be blackened like the black at the bottom of a pot. When you have a pot on the fire, and after that you try to scrub it. No matter how much scrubbing you do, there's always some black soot on the bottom of the pot, and it certainly accumulates over time, and that's what these guys will look like, that their faces will be doing with Shulik today. It's not clear on which category of people this goes. One would think it goes directly on this last Gemara about those that are permanently in Gehenna. However, the Art Scroll brings from Kisveyad that this really should not be a reference to what we just saying now, but rather it goes to the Beinanim that we started off with earlier on the Amud. These guys go through the Gehenna for a while, and then after that they are Bochen, and the Baruch allows them to come up from Gehenna. So now they join all those people that have reawakened for Tchias HaMeisim, have been resurrected for Tchias HaMeisim. However, they continue to have black faces. So people will be able to recognize that, yes, Baruch Hashem, through their Bechiyos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took them out of Gehenna, but unfortunately they still have that permanent stain on their face. The Amar Rav, and Rav says, the Inu, I can give you examples of those people. They are Mishpiri Shapiri B'nei Mechuza. They are from the handsome ones that live in Mechuza. Meaning, says Rashi, these are the ones that are the Groisa Knackers, which are Unogim Ushmeinim Hayu. Those that, you know, Unogim from Russian Oneg, like Oneg Shabbos. They're constantly eating and
indulging,
partying, drinking, etc. Ushmeinim Hayu. And there are quite obese. So here they look like they're nice and full. But the Asalabai, when they come out, they're going to have black all over their faces. But Rav was saying, Rav was the Rav in Mechayse, and he was not that impressed with all of the Balabatim. So he is from time to time critical of them. And he's saying, those Groisa Kanakas in this world, the Asalabai will see what they look like then. Makarian, and because of the fact that they have this soot on their face, that they're blackened, they will be called B'nai Gehenna. People say, oh, these are not the Tzaddikim Gemurim that came, L'alto L'chaim. These are the B'nai Gehenna that had to first be purified, and they're walking around now, but you see the black.
So they have to get rid of their blackened face.
So it appears.
That's not PC today.
Okay. Oh, my. Beis Hillel, we go back to the earlier part of the Brayse. Remember, about five lines at the top, we had Beis Hillel Omrim, V'rab Chesed. What does that mean? Mate klapi chesed. The Kodesh Baruch Hu goes, mate klapi chesed, meaning he pulls down the scales so that the Beinani will be able to be zolcha, not to remain in Gehenna. Frekim of Aksiv, didn't we have the Pasuk at the top of the Yama, the Pasuk that Beis Shammai brought, the Beis is a shlishes Beish. Ah, so there seems to be a kasha on Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai said that Beinanim, they go into Gehenna, and then after that they have to cry out to Hashem, and Hashem pulls them out.
And then after an hour.
Sorry?
After an hour.
Rashi said the Lashon hour, but the word hour sometimes is, it doesn't mean literally an hour, it just means after a short period of time.
There are no clocks in Gehenna.
And they also have no, they don't have the books with all this manim, exactly, yeah, what exactly yeah. Netzes and the Shema. Life is easier, you see. However, Beis Hillel said, no, the Beinanim don't even go into Gehenna at all, because the Kodesh Baruch Hu Mate Klach Bechesed, he pulls down the scales, saying we'll never have to go into Gehenna. They'll never have to go and have the Bechiyos. That being the case, what does he do with the Pasuk? The Pasuk is very clear on its face. They do go into Gehenna. He can't deny. Beis Hillel can argue with Beis Shammai, but he can't argue with the Pasuk. We're talking about the Poishis of Begufan. Those are the guys that go into Gehenna, and those are the guys that are Bocha, and they come out after Shor Achas. Really? Poishis of Begufan? For Amris Lissel Takana, Takanta. Later on, we spoke about Poishis of Begufan, about 10 lines from the top. We said they go into the Gehenna, and they're there for 12 months, and after that, Nishmos and Nisrefes, and then it's all Eifer, Tachas, Kapi, Ragli, Tzadikim. So, Ibazoi, these are not the guys that go in and come out after a short time after they've cried out to Hashem. Every marki leslu takona beroiv avoinois, hocha, mechza avoinois, mechza zechiois, the ispunami ovoin the poishi Israel begufan. Ah, lisagile, the labbevesis, yishlishes ba'esh. But basically, what Beis Hillel is saying is that there are three categories. The first category is the best category, and that is those that are 50-50, but they are not Poishe Yisrael Begufan. what exactly means poishe yisro begufan, we're going to have in another couple of lines. But they're not poishe yisro begufan. Since these people are not poishe yisro begufan, but they're exactly 50-50, for Rav Chesed, matik klapi chesed. What happens?
Hashem puts the finger on the scale.
It puts the finger on the scale and it goes down.
Tips it.
He tips it. Good. That is the first category. Second category, those which are 50-50. But within the 50-50, among the Averois is, unfortunately, an Avera, which the Gemara calls Poish Yisrael Begufa. But they're still 50-50, guys. If that's the case, says Beis Hill, then I agree to Beis Shammai. They go into Gehenim. They mitzatzef in the oilin. They mispal the tzoek u'bocha. Kodesh Baruch Hu listens to their bechiyos. He takes them out. And then after that, they will have this soot on their faces, but Baruch Hashem, they're out of Gehenna. And then they'll be able to be Zohar, Tchiyas HaMeisim. And then there are those that are Roiv Avoinais, they're not 50-50 guys. These are guys with Roiv Averois, therefore, unfortunately, they are Rishoyim. And included with their Averois, unfortunately, is that the Poishe Yisrael Begufan, these guys are going to have a very hard time, because after 12 months, Nebuch there, Nishom is Kola, Venisrafes, and it goes under the Kapis Rakli Tzadikim, like we had before. So just to repeat the words again, Ivamris Leth Lutakanta to the Poishi Sobekufan, Kilas Lutakana Beroiv Avoinis, if they have Roiv Avoinis, and a miut of mitzvahs, and it's coupled with a Poishi Sobekufan, then Les Lutakanta, then they become Efer Tachas Raglik. Hocha, what is Basil referring to with this Pasik of Bevesius Shlishis Peish? Hocha Mechza Avoinis Mechzas Chesed, 50-50. The Isbu Namin among the Averis is Avoin the Poishi Sobekufan, Lisagile the Lav Bevesius Shlishis, the only way he can get purified is if he goes, Kodesh Baruch Hu over here doesn't tip the scale, but rather takes them into the camp. The Amrav, however, if they're 50-50, and they don't have the Poishe Yisrael Begufan, Rav Chesed, Matik Lapi Chesed. Balei Yenom Adobe, the Hafti Kish Ma'ashem, Dor Eshov, and Maid Asir, the Hafti Kish Ma'ashem, Omer Kles Yisrael, Lefnei Kodesh Baruch Hu. Kles Yisrael says to Kodesh Baruch Hu, Rabbi Yishloim, Eima say, Ani Ahuva Lefanecha, when do I realize that I am beloved in front of you? Is Matcha Teshmeya Kol Tachan Unai. When you listen to my tefillahs, and you answer my bakashas, then I know that Kodesh Baruch Hu, I am beloved, that you're listening to what I'm saying. Even though Nebuch, I am poor, the word Daloisi is from Russian Dalus, I have to be poor. What am I poor in mitzvahs? But when you listen to my voice and you listen to my tefillahs, then I feel so good. I feel ahuva, and I feel that you're bringing a Yeshua to me, even though I may not deserve it, because I'm down in a mitzvah. Okay, now that $64,000 question that everybody's been wondering, Poishi Sobe Gufan, my name, Yavuzen, the Poishi Sobe Gufan, Omer Rav, Karkafta, the Loi Monach Tfilin, that's a head or a skull that didn't put tfilin on. Now, when a person doesn't put tfilin on, what's the terrible tragedy over here? Says Toisis, it doesn't mean that he didn't put on tefillin because he was sick, or because he was an Amoret and he didn't know what tefillin is. Look at the Toisis Kafab, Kafta Limonach Tefillin. In Oisik Matoyrik Meniach Tefillin Dami, if he learns Toyr, it's like being Meniach Tefillin, etc. For Rabbeinu Tam Mefarish, fifth line, the Hocha Kisha Mitzvah Bezuya Olav, Shemegunois Olav Ritzoy Shel Tefillin Shemeroisha, he says, I don't want to wear tefillin. I know what tefillin are. I'm out of here. I'm not interested. What happens? He says, I love to wear tefillin, but I'm just afraid because I don't have a gufnaki. But that's a different story. That he was doy kosho shem leyuchal yizor leshamra b'tahara b'tusha havad the anal of din poishis of a gufan. If anything, he probably gets a Nobel Peace Prize. He's such a wonderful person. He's so nizer. He's so careful. He shouldn't have a guf shein anoki. V'cholani d'shmaite b'shelo yasek tshuva. All of that is if he didn't do tshuva. I lost a tshuva. Tshuva toilu misim emarekes. If a person does tshuva, that's already a totally different story. So here too, the karkafta limonach tefillin is a person who does it as a lahachistik, a magunas olav ritzui shel tefillin. I don't have to tell you, everybody knows that the late Lubavitch Rebbe Zatzal was very makbid toward all of his shluchim to put tefillin on as many yidin as possible. They shouldn't be poishe yisrael begufan, even though the vast majority were not chas shalom begunas olav, they just didn't know, they had no knowledge, they didn't question for gunish. And the Satmar Rebbe, on the other hand, Zatzal, he felt that this was not the mitzvah to pick on, because since like Toysi says, you have to have a good Naki. Many of these people that you're putting the tefillin on, who knows whether they've ever gone to a mikveh? We're not just talking about Tumah, we're talking about the Erhurim, we're talking about how they conduct their lives. So he felt that this was not the mitzvah to pick on, that every Jew just put on tefillin. Maybe, who knows what's going on. Anyway, Amachloik is Elu Ve'elu. So, I've told this story in the past, and that is that when it was the year that we were Ba'avelis after my mother, Leah Sholem, and normally, you know, every day, every week, we had Baruch Shem and Yonim, but we had to go and travel to Europe for a bar mitzvah of my nephew in Antwerp, actually a great nephew in Antwerp. And my father, Zechariah Levracha, was with us, together with my three boys, and together with my late brother, Zechariah Levracha. So we had seven people all together. But we had to have a minyan. Besides davening with a minyan, after all, we had to go and say Kaddish. So we arranged with Rav Nachman Elbaum, Zechariah Levracha, everybody, the legendary Ger Chusid travel agent, and he arranged that, since we had to go to Antwerp, he scheduled a flight that would arrive in Amsterdam at 7 o'clock in the morning on KLM. We'd all disembark, and then he had three yidden that were going to wait for us there. I think three ger chassidim were going to wait. We're going to have a minyan there in the airport. Ma'asa kodesh baruch hu, that the flight was delayed by 3 hours, and we were only going to get into Amsterdam at 10 o'clock. So I knew I can't expect these three yidden to wait until 10 o'clock. And we didn't want to wait till 10 o'clock to go and daven. So I had to call Nebuchadnezzar in the middle of the night, and I had to speak to one of the wives and say, please tell the three yidden not to come tomorrow morning to the airport, because we're not going to be there. Anyway, so we have to have a minyan. So I had my boys who were, and I told them we were waiting in the airport for 3 hours. So I told them to go up and down the aisles and ask if there anybody is Jewish. I said among 200 people for this flight, they got to be at least three Jews. So they went up and down. Some of the people said, well, obviously most of the people were not Jewish. But one of the people said, although I'm not Jewish, but some of my best friends are Jews. Then another one said, I'm not Jewish, but I worship to a Jewish God, meaning Yoizel. And then finally, Baruch Hashem, they found three yidden, and the three yidden said, oh, you need a minyan for Kaddish. Fine, there'll be mitzvah to the minyan. So we said, okay, not now, but we'll daven, you know, 5-6 hours from now on the flight, and no problem, we'll call them, they come over. Sure, I'll leave. So we took out a minyan. They were fortunately totally, Amratzen knew nothing. So they said, what should we do? So we said, whenever you hear that we make a bracha, we say, Kaddish, always answer Amen. So they answered Amen, Amen, Amen. Fine. Anyway, davening was over, thank you very much. And my boy said, since these fellows don't have tefillin, maybe we should go and ask if they want to wear tefillin. I said, it's a wonderful idea, go and ask them. So they asked the three. The first one, unfortunately, was a zashtikl anti-Semit. He said, no, I'm not interested, forget about it. So he never, good, he wasn't interested in tefillin. The other two said, they'll wear tefillin, no problem. So one of the two said, the tmimus, he said, I'm happy to put the tefillin on, but you can explain to me. I mean, I know that Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur we put on tefillin, but what's so special about today? You know, Tuesday in the middle of August or whatever it was, why are we putting on tefillin today? So that's never a very sad comment about the state of Amaratzis, of these people, no Gunish. And of course, probably his children probably even know what tefillin are, and the next generation probably married to Goyim and maybe didn't Goyim themselves.
You remind me, this summer we were snoring for a minyan. So Rabbi Vorhan asked me to go, and I saw him on the street, and I asked someone, are you Jewish? And I said, you'll be the 10th. He said, I'm only half Jewish. Only half, so you'll be 9 and a half.
Never.
He said, I'm only half Jewish. So I said, 9 and a half.
You should have said, half.
He wasn't interested. He was pushing me away.
What I've done, once on Friday night, it was late, Minyan. And some people walking by the Karbach Shul, and I said to them, Good Shabbos.
Ooh.
And the ones who answered back, Good Shabbos, and there's only one new guy for Mincha,
right.
And the one who answered back, mm-hmm. said, Good Shabbos.
Mm-hmm.
I said, oh, you're Jewish. You're sure. You know, so
thank you.
Lives on the east side, and you're Shlomo, but he's not religious. Anyway, we slept him in, and he stayed for the whole davening, you know, and more people came, and
thank you, it's a good trick. Thank you. Very good. Good.
What do you do Tuesday morning? Well, it's like a Shabbos. Okay, anyway. Good. So that's a Kekaftin Lemon Achtulin is a Poishe Sobe Gufan. Good job. So Kekaftin Lemon Achtulin is a Poishe Sobe Gufan. What are those? That they didn't wear tefillin because they're not Jewish. Rashi doesn't explain Vavera. Usually throughout Shas it says Vavera is referring to Gili Arayis, and in fact the last Tosis says it very clearly. Amarav Vavera, the Vavera of Arayis, Shekin Ben Noyach, Muzer, Olav, Kedisa, etc. So these Poishis Rav Begufam by the Umas Oilam means that unfortunately they engage in illicit marital relationships. Anyway, we had also among the list where Shenosnu Chitisem Be'eretz Chaim. What does that mean? Amar Chizkiya said, "Parnes Hamatul Emi Yaseder Al Atzibur Shaloi L'Shem Shemayim." You have a Groisa Kanaker, a Groisa Askin, the president of the community, and he's Matul Emi Yaseder Al Atzibur. He causes everybody to dread him, to be fearful when they see him. If he does it L'Shem Shemayim, in other words, he's telling them, "Rabbi, if you don't stop talking during the davening, we're going to have to close up the shul." That's okay. That's L'Shem Shemayim. But if he goes and tries to cause dread just because he's the president, therefore don't stand in my presence, or whatever it is, that is considered to be a very evil mitzvah. He will not be zoicha to a child of Talmud Chacham. Shem, it says in the Pasuk, L'chein yirei uhu anoshim. He causes other people to be fearful. You won't see among his children Chachomim Talmid Chacham. Basil Omrim. So we had this already at the top of Yom Rav Chesed versus Rav Chesed, Mati Klapi Chesed. Frey Timora Hechi Ovid, how does this work? So we said you put the pinky in. So that's in fact one of the two pshatim. The first pshat is Reb Lezer Oimer. On the side it says Reb Luzer Oimer. Koivshoi. Koivshoi means, as we said before, Kodesh Baruch Hu pushes weight onto the side of the scales which are full of mitzvahs, so that they it now tips the scales because the mitzvahs now are heavier than the avedis. Shnemer Yoshev Yerachmenu Yichboish Avoyin. Yichboish is to go and give a kvetch. The word Yichboish and kvetch may be from the same etymological source, but regardless, but the point is to go and pull down. So therefore, you have now a majority. No, it's the other way around. Noisei Shnemer means noisei. After all, the two sides of the scale. Instead of pulling down one, Kodesh Baruch Hu pushes up the other. And in this case, pushing up the Averis part, so that goes higher. So by definition now, the mitzvahs will go lower. So therefore, that will be the way he tips the scale. By lifting up the Averis, therefore the mitzvahs will then go down on the other side. Tanu Rabbi Yishmael, there's another way that Kodesh Baruch Hu is Matir Klapi Chesed, is Maver Rishon Rishon. What means Ma'avarishan? We always say that Kelech Chapai, we say Ma'avarishan Rishan. What means Ma'avarishan Rishan? Kodesh Baruch Hu, when he sees a person's records and he notices that it looks like it's a 50-50 type of situation, or maybe in all cases, when they start the counting, the tallying of the Averis, the Kodesh Baruch Hu takes the first one and he puts it away on the side, on the shelf, for the time being. And then at the end, if he discovers at the end that there are more mitzvahs than Averis, that's great. If there are more Averis than mitzvahs, Toynish. If it comes out now exactly 50-50, so if the 50-50 included that original Avera, guess what? By putting that away on the shelf, now by definition, there'll be more mitzvahs than Averis. And that's the Mati Klapi Chesed. The Kodesh Baruch Hu has subtracted one. You get a freebie on the first one that's taken off the shelf, or if you put on the shelf, and now you have more mitzvahs than a feist. However, what happens if chas v'sholem, the person, even after that aveira has been removed, he's still at the 50-50, which means he really had more aveiras than mitzvahs, then amarava, for ovin atzmoy ein nimchek, the ovin is only shelved temporarily, it's not erased.
It's not expunged.
It's not expunged from the record. The ikaruba avoinus, if afterwards it turns out that he has reva beiris, mashabadai, Kodesh Baruch Hu unfortunately adds it back to the pile once again. So it's not expunged, it's only temporarily shelved.
Omer Rav,
kalamav al midoy
sar. The famous story about Levi Yitzchak.
Yes, let's hear.
To Shemayim, and the Arab Kippur, and whatever, and he sees all the avoinus, and he steals them.
Mm-hmm.
He steals all the avoras.
Right.
Because he had rights to go up to Shemayim. And so the next morning when they have the base in, all the avoras are gone.
Right.
So they look around and they said they knew it was like Yitzchak, he's the only guy who was up there.
Right.
So he says, it's true, I stole them, but now that's what it says, Kona Avadav Badin.
Uh-huh.
That I stole, so you have to. I want to be an Eved Hashem, so you. I'm part of Hashem's Eved.
Uh-huh.
So he saved.
Exactly, very good. Rashi means that a person, even though he is offended and insulted, he holds his tongue and he does not respond in kind. He takes the tsar that people are inflicting upon him and he is quiet and he says nothing. A person like that, a Kodesh Baruch Hu is mavaloyal kopshov, because it's Amida Kenegamida. Just like he didn't respond when he was vilified, when he was insulted, he kept his quiet. Kodesh Baruch Hu also has Rachmanis on him. He's Mavet Al Kopshov, and he says, you know, you waived your covet, I waive my covet in terms of the mitzvahs that you did not perform. Shnema Noise Oven Va'oiver Al Pesha. Lemi Noise Oven, Lemi Sha'oiver Al Pesha. A person who's willing to turn the other cheek and not to be medactic with those people that cause and inflict upon him problems inside. The Gemara tells us the story of Avunah ben Yeshua Cholash. Avunah ben Yeshua, unfortunately, was very sick. All Rapapa Lishulebe and Rapapa came to visit him. Chazi de Cholash Le'alma. Rapapa saw that he was so white and green and all the rest, that it's just a matter of hours or minutes, and Chas Hasholem, Avunah ben Yeshua is going to pass away. So Omer Lahu, so he told the people standing around, Tzvi Sulei Zavdesa. Literally, Tzavisali Savdasa means go and prepare tzeda laderech, like sandwiches. But here, says Rashi, the tzeda laderech he meant was tachrichim. Go and prepare tachrichim for Avunah ben Yeshua, because it's almost over. L'soiv, guess what? At the end, itbach, he had a refuah shleima. And of course, Rav Papa was very embarrassed. Of a mix of Rav Papa l'mechazia. Rav Papa was embarrassed to go and be seen by Avunah ben Yeshua, because he had predicted his early demise. And Baruch Hashem, he's running around, and I don't know if he was running, but at least he was around, and he was Baruch Hashem healthy again. Amalei, he says, my chazis, what did you see? Well, in other words, what happened? It's Amalei or Amalehu. Ein in hachi habit. The truth of the matter is, you were right. I should have passed away, and that should have been my last breath. The Kodesh Baruch Hu said to his malachim, Pamay Shemala, since this person was constantly maver al mitoisav, you shouldn't go and now inflict upon him death. Don't be medactic, since he waived all of his rights by being a nice guy and shouldering all of the bizyonis without responding. So since he waived, we should also waive the injustice that he's done to us by any of his averos, and therefore let's be maver. So Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to noise over, and he's going to, in a sense, skip over him and come back another day. Now the pasuk continues on. The sheiris nachlosoi, right? This is number 11. Mikel Kamoicha Noise Ovoi Voivra al Pesha. That's a pasuk that we're quoting, Noise Ovoi Val Pesha. The Sheiris Nachlosai. No means the Sheiris Nachlosai. Vacha Vachinina. Aliyah Vakoitzba. Aliyah means that it's a nice fat tail, and therefore it looks like, this is good in Kishmak. Vakoitzba, however, there's a thorn inside. So, what is that? What does that mean? What is that metaphor? It's telling us, the Sheiris Nachlosai Voloi Lachol Nachlosai. When you read the pasuk, Mikel Kamoicha Noise Ovoi Val Pesha, Kadosh Baruch Hu is a Rachum V'chanan, and he, Baruch Hashem, he waives his rights vis-a-vis the sins against him. Says the pasuk, not to everybody. It's only the Sheiris Nachlosai. Who's the Sheiris Nachlosai? Me. Shemesim Atzmai Kishirayim. A person that makes himself as if he happens to be only the remainder, only the residue. I'm Nayem Bigunish. If a person conducts himself with modesty and humility, Ben Azevi Shirayim, then the Kodesh Baruch Hu has Rachmanis in him, Noise Ovoi Val Pesha. Abagreis Ekenaker, unfortunately, may not be similarly Zoche, so the Mesim Atzmai Kishirayim. Ravuna Rami, Ravuna Asastir, Ksiv, we say every day in Ashrei, three times a day, Tzadik Hashem Bechol Derocha, Uksiv Bechosim Bechol Ma'asav. Now, the sound of Tzadik sounds like, says Rashi, he's B'mishpat Emes, that Kodesh Baruch Hu is the ultimate shofet, the ultimate judge upstairs in Shemayim, and he's a Tzadik, he's righteous. So whatever Kodesh Baruch Hu paskins, you don't have to even think for a moment, maybe he paskins incorrectly, he's a Tzadik. But then it says a chosid. Chosid, says Rashi, sounds like he's lefnim mishuris adin, that he goes the extra mile, that even though this person should be punished, Hashem says chabrach mudis. So for 81, isn't that a stira? But chila tzadik, what's going on? No, that's really not the kasha, that's the teret. Betchila tzadik, initially when the Kodesh Baruch Hu is dan b'nei Adam, initially goes with Ashuras Adin. Let's see, do you have more mitzvahs, do you have more averis, what type of averis, what type of mitzvahs, etc. Philip Soith says Rashi, kishiroya she'eina oilem miskayim b'din. If, unfortunately, if a Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to be done, every single person, according to the letter of the law, a lot of people are going to fall through, and there just may not be enough room down there in Gehenna. So there, Philip Seif Chosek, Kodesh Baruch Hu goes, Lefnim Mishur Sadin, and he waves his right, so to speak, and he's Noisa Oven, Va'oiber Al Pesh. Rebbe Lozer Rami, Ksev Chabastira, it says in the Pasi, Ksev Lecha Hashem HaChosek, Chol Hashem Chesed, Ksev Ki'at Teshalim Le'ishka Masei. This is one Pasi, Lecha Hashem Chosek, Ki'at Teshalim Le'ishka Masei. So now the question is, if you are paying each person according to his ma'asim, so in other words, what he deserves. And then he said, Hashem Chesed, you're talking about Chesed. Chesed sounds like a Lefnim Yishur Sadin. So that's the same type of kasha that we asked a moment ago. Which one is it? Is it Chesed or is it Kimaseu? So you want Bechila Ki'at V'Shalom Kimaseu. It's the same teret. That initially when Kodesh Baruch Hu is down a person, he's down according to his ma'asim. At the end, however, when he sees that if he's going to do that, unfortunately, many people will not survive the din. And he waives some of his rights and some of the averus, and he allows that person to be rehabilitated after all. There's another taitch, I think of the Chofetz Chaim, if I'm not mistaken, that a person, for instance, he's in the middle of a work day, and it's mincha time. And I'm sorry, from the Baal Shem. Why don't you repeat it? I see you know it so well.
So, a person, and he wasn't done mincha yet. Goes to Vinkala. Yeah, wastes the whole day. And he does a mincha by himself. Says that oy is Bakir Kim Shemayim.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, the fact that he is such a tsar, that he wastes the whole day, and he isn't done mincha, he's got done mincha by himself. That's
Bokeh
Hakim Shemayim.
Another story.
Okay, that's a beautiful story. I think the Chofetz Chaim says slightly differently. Eilu v'eilu, they're both kishmak. He says that a mitzvah has two values. A mitzvah has a value before the mitzvah, and a mitzvah after the mitzvah. Meaning, what happens if a person is in the middle of a sale, or middle of a closing, or middle of a major conference call, and he's going to go and make a lot of money? How much is he going to go make? Yeah, make $100, $1,000, $10,000, each person according to his hasagas. And then he says to himself, it's mincha time. Should I go? Shouldn't I go? If I go to that sale, I'm going to miss the whole closing, and I miss the sale, and I could lose over here $100. I might lose $1,000, $10,000. Should I go? Shouldn't I go? Yeah, the heart is tugging on his purse strings and on his heart. Can I? Should I? Anyway, eventually he goes. After the davening is over, somebody goes over to him and says, you know what, I see you are struggling with that $1,000, I'm willing to pay you $5,000 for your mincha that you just davened now, Betziba. Are you crazy? I wouldn't sell my mincha Betziba for $1,000,000. So therefore, before the going to the mincha, he was struggling with maybe $1,000. But after the mincha is over, if somebody wanted to buy that schusserman, he won't sell it even for $100,000 or for $1,000,000. That's the Chosh Hashem HaChesed. How much is that mincha worth up in Shemayim? Kimaseyu, like after the performance of the mitzvah, not the pre-performance of the mitzvah, after he did it, where he says, I wouldn't sell it for $1,000,000. Oh, so you put a price on it of $1,000,000, that's the chesed, the Kodesh Baruch Hu gives you the schar for that mincha.
I think.
Yes. Would you like to tell us another story from the Baal Shem?
Every Jew has a different capacity to do a mitzvah.
Right.
Not the others did the mitzvah. What's the chesed of Hashem? The ishke maser, each individual. Uh-huh. One person who's not able to hard to read, Israel, he said, Fanny, basically to say that.
Very nice. So beautiful. 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 Anyway, but getting back to our Gemara, after all of these beautiful Torah and drashes, the Gemara says that the stira is L'cho Hashem Chosed. Hashem gives us chesed, and then he pays us kimaseus. What is the chesed involved? If we did our maaser. It's b'chila ki adam b'shal nishkan aseyu. That the Kodesh Baruch Hu goes strictly according to the letter of the law. But he sees that we cannot survive that, and therefore the Hashem chesed, the Kodesh Baruch Hu has chesed on us, he has rahmanis. It's out of order, yeah. Ein muktim ucham b'tayra. We're going to have the same thing now again. Ilfi ve'amri lo ilfa rami, I have a stira, ksiv. V'rav chesed, uksiv ve'emes. It says in the part of the Shloisha Samidrus, Hashem Hashem Kirach Mechan, Erech Vayim, Rav Chesed, Ve'emes. Rav Chesed sounds like Kodesh Baruch has Rachmim and Chesed. And then it says Emes, so make up your mind, which one is it? But Chila, Ve'emes. L'psoi, Rav Chesed, same Kasha Mendi, it's in opposite order. What's the top Toysha say? B'tchel l'kiyat v'chalim, v'ochik omekro, l'cho Hashem HaChesed, l'ikhones l'fnim mishur esedin, kishat roye she'ein o'ilim eskayim, kishetashalim l'ish kemaseh. Okay.
I'll come with that.
Very good. And so do you want to get Vayter, Rav Chesed, L'psuk Rav Chesed, Vayav Hashem Lepona Vayikra, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, a very famous Gemara, El Moli Mikra Kosef, if it wasn't for this pasuk that's written, the Efshel Oimrei, we wouldn't be able to say it with our own mouths, Malame, to come to tell you, Shnesat, V'Kadosh Baruch Hu, Yishlich Tzibur. But it says here in the pasuk that a Kodesh Baruch Hu is Vayavar Hashem al Ponav. Vayavar Hashem al Ponav means that he puts like a talus over his face, so you don't go and see the face, just like when the Shlich Tzibur puts his talus over his head, you don't see the face of the Shlich Tzibur until he turns around when he's holding the Sefer Torah or whatever. Shehazak Kodesh Baruch Hu Shlich Tzibur Veherloi LaMoshe Seyde Tefillah. And Vayikra, he called out to Moshe Rabbeinu, let me show you what to say. Sinning, they should go and say the following. What should they say? That's why the Shloisha Semidus has such a major importance, always in the Tvila, especially on Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, etc. We are mispal for these Shloisha Semidus. Now, what's Hashem Hashem? Anihu koidim shiyachto adam, anihu acha shiyachto adam. The word Hashem Hashem is a lashon of rachmim, and these rachmonis is the Kodesh Baruch Hu says, I am here for you before you do the chait, and I have rachmonis in you after you do the chait. This is shver, what means Hashem, I can understand after a person does the chait, we need rachmim, we have to have a Kodesh Baruch Hu's mercy and compassion, I sinned. Before he did the chait, what is the compassion over here? So the Meforshim have various pshatim, what's the Hashem koidim shiyachta adam. Some say that Hashem helps out, that you shouldn't come lidei chait. Kodesh Baruch Hu is mesayeya against the Yetzirah. There are various different pshatim. V'yaseh tshuva, ani u'alacha shiyachta adam, v'yaseh tshuva. After he does tshuva, the Kodesh Baruch Hu will have vayter rachman, that's the double Hashem Hashem. Kev rachman, chanan om Rav Yehuda, bris krusel, yud gimel midash, enu choizis reikam. The Kirachim Chanan, these are the 13 midas that I never, don't go for naught. Shinemar, Hine Anuchi Kareis Bris. I'm Kareis Bris. This is a treaty, a covenant forever. And these Yud Gimel midas. Omer Rav Yochanan, you know the Tshuva Shemakraz, Kazardini Shalodim. Even though there is a Gzardin already hanging out there, there's an evil decree from a Kodesh Baruch Hu because the person sinned. If he does Tshuva, even after the Gzardin, he can go and tear up the Gzardin. Shinam, it says in the Pasuk, Hashmin Leva Omazeh, the Oznav Hachbed, Vein of Hosha, Penir Beinav of Oznav, Yishma Ulubavai, Yavin Vishav. Vishav is Losh and Tshuva. Even though this is Hashmin Leva Omazeh, this person is heavy with the Gzardin that was already Nigzar Olav. Farafalai in the Kodesh Baruch Hu will give a refuah to this individual, and he'll be Makareya, the Gzardin. Maybe this shtickle Torah of Rabbi Yochanan, this pasuk is not talking about thank you. This pasuk is not talking about the achik dadin. Maybe it's talking about the negzardin. That what? That hashmi leva om. He's not listening and he's acting poorly. But if before the gzardin he does tshuva, then the Kodesh Baruch Hu will accept him. How do you know it's acid gzardin? Omli varafa loikse. This is varafa, Russian refuah. He said, "We should turn a refuah." But he's a gzardin. In other words, before the gzardin, he's not sick. After the gzardin, the person is now sick with the gzardin hovering over him. Kodesh Baruch Hu gives refuah to go and be mekareya that gzardin. What is this all about? The time, says Rashi, is referring to the Aseret Yemei Tshuva between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Hashem b'taim. If you do tshuva between Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, Moichel Kodesh Baruch Hu will accept your tshuva and be moichel. Hashem b'taim. What happened? The person said, "Yeah, bad. I don't believe in tshuva. I don't have time for that." After lehevi called elin the voice of olim, even if subsequently he brings all elin the voice, those are the choicest and the most juicy karbonis in the world. He brings them to the base of English. It's already too late. The Gzar Din took place in Yom Kippur. You could stand on your head. You could do all the tshuva and bringing all these kabbanis. Said Gun Ish Telfin. What do you mean? Didn't Rabbi Yochanan say that you can do tshuva even after Gzar Din? If you're talking about a yachid, you better bring your tshuva and do it before Yom Kippur. If not, it'll be curtains. Chas v'shalom. However, but Tzibur, even though there's a Gzar Din against the Tzibur, they can get together and they can all do tshuva, and then the Kodesh Baruch Hu will be Gerei Gzar Din, like we find by Nidnvei, that they did tshuva en masse, they got to them together, and that was Shoiver and Gerei Gzar Din. Meisveh. Again, Akasha on Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, tshuva is Gerei Gzar Din. Einesh alekechaba, itim l'toyve, itim l'ra. Kodesh Baruch Hu's Einei Hashem l'kechaba, always on us, sometimes for good, sometimes for bad. What does that mean? Itim l'toyve ketzad. Harishol Yisrael Rishoyim Gimurim B'Rosh Hashanah. When happens in Rosh Hashanah, Rachmon Litzlan, Yid Nebuch Rishom Gimur. And Kodesh Baruch Hu now decided on Yom Kippur, they didn't do tshuva, U'poskel hem g'sham mu'atim. Kodesh Baruch Hu said, these guys are so bad, this coming year, there's only going to be some drops of rain. There won't be enough rain to support and nourish the crops. So there's going to be a drought, mita famine. It's going to be miserable. So if chazu behem, eventually the yin did tshuva. Apparently, like the beginning of Masechtas Tanis, there was not sufficient rain. So therefore they made taneisim and they blew shofar and Baruch Hashem they did tshuva. So Kodesh Baruch Hu says, and now I'm in a quandary. What can I do? I can't go and add more range. I already made a gzera. And from here, this is the kasha on Rabbi Yochanan. What do you mean you made a gzera? If Klai Yisrael is now Chosven, they're doing tshuva en masse, then of course, Rabbi Yochanan said that tshuva is mekaras gzadira. It's not Sigmor's kasha. But in the meantime, we continue on the discussion in this price. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, I can't be moisif rain because I already made a gzera. Oh, you know what? Kodesh Baruch Hu, my ridon bizmanon ala oretz hatzricha lehen hakoy lefi ha'aretz. Meaning, the Kodesh Baruch Hu decided for the forthcoming year there's going to be chvais altogether only 10 inches of rain. However, instead of scattering them an inch here and half an inch there, so that it would add up to nothing, Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to bring them all in tenths, the 10 inches, not necessarily all 10, but bizmanon means when the crops need that rain to blossom and to bloom and to be nourished. And Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to direct all the rain, even those rains that normally would have gone to dry lands, to the fields that need it. So it's going to be concentrated. Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to move the water over to the right place, and therefore that's how Hashem will accept the tefillahs. It could be chas v'shalom fakert also. Itim l'ra. Ketz and Har Yosho Yisrael tzadikim gemurim Rosh Hashanah. On Rosh Hashanah with tzadikim gemurim. Uposkaleng Shem Merum. Kodesh Baruch Hu wrote a beautiful Gzar Din that they're going to have lots and lots of rain. The soif chazu behem. Ultimately, unfortunately, chas v'shalom Klal Yisrael sinned. So Kodesh Baruch Hu says, Livchus mehen yefsher. I can't go and reduce the amount of rain. Shekvar nigzor gzer. He's going to bring it all at the wrong time when we don't need the rain, like on a Tuesday morning. We need a minion and shul, then they're going to come, we don't need the rain at that time. He's going to bring it to places like, says Rashi, Yoros and Midbaris, in the forest and in the desert. Who needs the water over there? We need the water here on our fields. But if Chas v'shalom they're going to be chote, Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to divert them to somewhere else. But Frank Dingmar, the kasha that we asked, the toyu mi likrei l'gzar din hayu v'loisef lu. Why did Kodesh Baruch Hu say v'loisef aleini efsher? Of course, you can be moisef according to Rabbi Kiva, tshuva v'karas gzar din shalom. If the Rosh Hashanah hasam the efsher b'hachi. If Hashem has to go and do special miraculous stuff and going and bring new water, Avadi can do that. But if we can subsist without it, Kodesh Baruch Hu has what, if you would say, Kaviyochel, other Eitzes. The other Eitzes are, let's go and concentrate all of the small amount of rain that it should come all at the right time on the right places. So you don't need to be Kareh exalted. Toshivat, let's bring another right. It says in the Pasuk, we read this in Hoydi Lashem, Hoydi before Mincha and Erev Shabbos. says in Kapitel Kuf Zayin of Tilim, Yodi Yom B'Oni Ois, those people that are traveling on the high seas in ships and in boats, Ois Mulachim B'Mayim Rabim, Hey Mero Masi Hashem, Vayomer, Vayamid Ruach Sa'ora, Vatroi Megalov, Yechoy Yimenu Kashika, Vitzako Hashem Vatzalehem, Yodi Hashem Chastoi. What is this all about? Unfortunately, there's a Ruach Sa'ora. There's this major, major storm wind, Vatroi Megalov, and now the Galim, the tidal waves are coming up. All the boats and all of these ships are now tipping back and forth like a shikr, like a person who is a little tipsy, a little bit shikr. And they scream out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu listens. And it says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made in this kapitel tilim simonim. What are those simonim? Says Rashi, the nun hafucha, like we have in Parshas Valoischa, where you have the Vahibitzoya Oren, that you have the upside down nun at the beginning and the upside down nun at the end. Here too, in this capital, Kodesh Baruch Hu made a whole bunch of simonios, machlekes, where there's six or where there's seven. For those of you that say, I never saw something like that. I remember in the Torah, yeah, by Vahibitzoya Oren. I never heard about that here in Kapitel Kuzayin. So I brought along a Tanakh. And you have all the simonios. You have these upside down nuns. You have a whole bunch of them here in the Kapitel Tilim. You see all these upside down nuns. Kuf Zayin. We laid the Nusach Sfar. It says it. Hoydi before Mincha and Erev Shabbos Kodesh. Hoydi Hashem Gita. Hoyev Kili Oylam Chazdo. Yoyim Gula Hashem Hashem Yolam Yatsu. Miratus Kimsom. Yemizach Mimad. Yemizach Mimad. Your Siddur. The Nusach Sfar Siddur that has the Hoydi does not have the simonios, and most small tilim that you have don't have them either. Yes, it is a Tanakh, so it does have it pictured after all. Anyway, so aslam simonios. Why did the Kodesh Baruch Hu say put in the simonios? Says the Gemara, ki achin v'rakin sheba Torah. They're like ach v'rak, as you know, achin v'rakin are miutin. What are these miutin? Loimelach tzvaku kodim gzvardin nenin tzvaku lachigardin ein nenin. It comes to the ach v'rakin to tell you that the tzaukis don't always work. Sometimes they work and sometimes they don't work. You see the last Rashi here on the Omid ach v'rakin boy l'drosha l'mayit es hadiba. These upside down nunim are coming to be mayit. What do they say? Ka'ach v'rakin she'in mi'utin loymer. Loy mechol shoshi yitzako l'shem batzal lehem yoytzim mitzukisem. Not always. If it's before the Gzardin, Kodesh Baruch Hu listens. But if it's after the Gzardin, it's already too late. And that's, of course, the kasha on Rabbi Yochanan, because Rabbi Yochanan said that even after the Gzardin, you can be mispan, the Kodesh Baruch Hu listens. Dr. Gemara is nochmal kach v'rak shemetoyra loy melach tzvak kodesh gzardin nenen tzvak lach einen nenen. But when haninami ki yachidin domi. What's the Gemara's kasha? The Gemara's kasha is, we're not talking about one person in a rowboat, we're talking about Yordei Hayom Ba'anayos. Oisim Melochim B'mayim Rabim. Presumably you have a whole bunch of people. 10, 20, 50, 100, whatever. You have a number of people, and that being the case, so you have a tzibur. So I understand we said that Yechidim HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't listen to, but he listens to the tefillah of the tzibur, so presumably they're all davening, now in unison. Why is Hashem listening? So here the Gemara says, because they all have the status of Ki Yechidim Dami, they're all like Yechidim. Why are they all like Yechidim? It's a Chatzibur. So the Mephoshim explain, because these people that are on the boat or on the ship, presumably you have, these are Oysa Malacha, you have a whole bunch of workers, if you will. There's no family plan over here. We have Mishpachas. But rather you have 100 or 50 or whatever individuals. Each one is praying for himself. Hashem, go and save me. He's not really interested about anybody else on the ship. He doesn't even know anybody else on the ship. Right? If you go on a flight from here to Eretz Yisrael, you're there on the flight for 12 hours. There are 300 or 400 people on the plane. People that you know from before, you'll greet. But anybody else, you know, you don't know them. You might be sitting next to a person for 12 hours. You don't even know the person's name. You don't even say hello. A person who is nice and cordial will say hello. Oh, nice to meet you. But that's it. Otherwise, you have no connection. So here, the people that are on the ice, they have no connection with one another. So even though they're all being mispal, save us from the tidal waves, but they're like Yechidim. They're not a communal tefillah, a community davening together, like if Chas Hashem, there's a drought and there's a famine, then everybody gets together like one big family, Kodesh Baruch Hu, save us. But here, it's just like Yechidim, and therefore, after the Gzardin, the tzaokas unfortunately may not work.
Again, the nun, the nafucha, tells us what?
Yeah, achin v'rakin, to go and tell you that even though normally when you're mispal to Hashem, a Kadosh Baruch Hu will go and be Moshia, says our Gemara, that's if it's lifnei gzar din, but after the gzar din, it's not going to happen.
You have so many of them.
So many of what?
Inverted nuns.
Inverted nuns, there's six or seven of them.
Two would be enough.
So that's to really send the message home.
Okay.
Toshima. Shaula Bluria Hagioris says from Gamliel. Bluria Hagioris asks from Gamliel. Ksid B'terascha says in your Torah. If she's a Gioris, it's already her Torah too. So you notice there's a Gimel before B'terascham. The Gimel takes you to the Maseres Hashas all the way at the top. And he says, B'shiltois Parshas B'yakov, Pirish. Parshas, whatever, Simon, Sam Kabob, lesser Tevis Teras. The word Teras in fact is taken out, and therefore, Bluya Gioris Astram Gamliel, Ksiv, it's said in the Torah. Ashala Yisafonim, Kadosh Baruch Hu not Noisafonim, Uksiv Yisafonim Elecha, is a Chasira, is a Kadosh Baruch Hu Noisafonim, is he not Noisafonim? Nitbala Rabbi Yossi Akoyin, Omalah, Rabbi Yossi Akoyin was apparently standing there, and he says, I will answer the question. Omalah, Emshalchom Moshul Mandav, I'll give you a Moshul, the Onam Shaluishim, Chaveri Mona, the Kobol Isman, Bethne Hamelech. A person, Yankel and Beryl, one is lending to the other money, and they're doing it in front of the king, and the borrower swears in the name of the king, I'm going to return the money by twice, Rish Chodesh Sivan, in a year from now. He gives money, it's Rish Chodesh Sivan, a year from now, and unfortunately the borrower didn't have money and he didn't pay him. Well, if I use the Melech, so he goes in front of the king, he says to the king, I'm so sorry, I swore in your name and I said in front of you, I'm going to pay you, but Rish Chodesh Sivan, it's not Rish Chodesh Sivan. The Omoloi and the king says to him, El Bani Mochalach, don't worry about my covet, I'm Moichel. Pay off the loan, don't worry about my covet, go and pay. The same thing is we have these two psukim. One where Kadosh Baruch Hu is nice upon him. If you sinned against me and you do tshuva, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I'll be nice upon him. But if you went, and that's why I'm moichel you on this bizoyin that you swore in my name. However, I shall ease upon him. But if you didn't pay Yankel already. If you don't pay Yankel, mine the seest pun is gunishved because you got to pay him off. Rabbi Kiva gave a different pshat. No, when did it say Kadosh Baruch Hu nosi ponim? If you mispal and you do tshuva before the gzardin, however, after the gzardin it's too late. Ashalu yisufan. Pray tomorrow. But didn't Rabbi Yochanan say that tshuva is mechras gzardin shel adam? Again, same teretz. Hachanami biyachid. By yachid before the gzardin, the Kadosh Baruch Hu listens. But after the Gzar Din, unfortunately, it becomes a much more difficult thing. Then you have to have the tshuva of the tzibur, not just the yochid. This shtickl Gzar Din, the yochid tanoihi, emet shem to be continued tomorrow. Have a wonderful day, Rabbi.